This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. Right now with me on the phone lines, I have Ken and I have Vinesh. They're behind Cooks. It's a new cloud kitchen brand aiming to revolutionize the regional F&B industry, combining a network of quality kitchen spaces across prime locations with technology and innovative solutions well-suited to businesses of all sizes. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell me a little bit about the beginning of Cooks. How was it conceived?
Just a little bit background about myself. My name is Ken. I'm a chef by profession. 15 years running in the F&B industry. I run my own restaurants, give consultation and stuff. In my years of F&B experience, I have always realized this industry is super competitive and it's not easy to survive, right? There's an analytic that says not many restaurants celebrate their 5th year's anniversary.
Yeah.
So I do see a problem there in the industry. But, you know, before the technology and everything, there's just no two ways about it. You want to run an F&B restaurant, you have to open a brick and mortar model. Until recent years, there is this thing called the cloud kitchen, which appeared in the other region, like in the US and Europe a couple of years back. So that caught our attention, right? And I realized that it's a perfect solution to what I have been facing so far, you know, over the past 15 years.
And what, for you, do you think that that problem was, Ken? What was the pain points that you're aiming to fix?
So when you run a restaurant, an F&B brand, right, a brick and mortar model, the first thing that comes into play is the high startup cost.
Right.
In Malaysia, you're talking about hundreds of thousands easily, right?
Yeah.
It depends on where you are. If you're in the mall, I would say the price of starting up that business will double up or even triple up. So high capex, high startup cost is definitely one of the main concern. And also the high in running cost, you will have the four staff, the service crew, you have to pay a good amount for a good chef, you know, some of them even imported some of the overseas chefs. So you got very high in labor, high in rental. You know, rental in Malaysia is really high. I think we are
very high.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, why is it very competitive in the F&B industry compared to others is because of the change in consumer behavior. You know, we Malaysian, we love our food. We have a huge food culture and we are very exposed to different kind of food. I think we are one of the very few countries that has every types of cuisine.
That's why I live here, Ken.
Correct. That's why we live in Malaysia, right? That's why the world loves us.
Yeah.
With the change in consumer behavior, it's just too competitive, right? So with these few problems, it's really tough for F&B to survive. When the cloud kitchen model rises, you know, we've been paying attention around, you know, and we realized that cloud kitchen is really a great idea, right? I wouldn't say good, it's a great idea with the low capex, low operating costs, and minimal labor.
Yeah, it almost seems a bit like a no-brainer.
Yes.
Vinesh, you've been very quiet over there, my friend. How do you think this is any different to any other cloud kitchen? You know, what's different about you guys and what value-added services do you provide?
So the differentiation factor between Cooks and all other options out there today is, number one, we are very data-centric. So
right.
A lot of the decision-making process, starting with the location selection, is driven by order density and intensity based on data that we get from aggregators in the country. And that means we open in places that already have ready audience or catchment, a high catchment. Apart from that, the entire Cooks model is a licensing model. So merchants come in and sign up to a license which entitle them to be part of our platform, which is an app that aggregates all of the orders from multi-stakeholders. So from the Grabs and the Foodpanda and AirAsia, instead of having multiple devices, it's all integrated into our Cooks app. So we have a back end that monitors the merchant's profitability almost daily or daily if they would like to, so that they know where their red line is and how well they're doing at any one point of time, which from my observation are not the key strengths of F&B operators, right? Mm. They know how to produce good food, but keeping their business profitable generally only happens, they only know about it at the end of the month or the beginning of the following month. And that's a little bit too late to make changes to pivot their fate of their business. So that's the second differentiation, where we have our own app and the order management or aggregation, which I believe is a big game changer for F&B operators. And the third part is thanks to Ken's know-how and in-depth experience over the past 15 years, we support F&B merchants quite intensively from the perspective of positioning their product. We don't want to douse creativity, so we do not change menus, but we help them optimize their menu and decide on how to price and how to market their products better. And an example of that is, how do you more effectively use your raw materials instead of just for one product, for multi-products, so you reduce wastage. So we really dig deep into the science of food production, and we guide them and mentor them. It's not compulsory, but it's a value-added service that we bring to the table for all of the merchants.
There's a couple of things in there that you've that I'd like to explore as well, and part of it leads on to my next question about, you know, the founders of the company. I mean, it's a very interesting bunch. Only Ken really seems to be from a culinary background, but the rest of you are involved somehow in getting businesses off the ground and analyzing data. Did this kind of change the way in which Cooks was developed and Cooks was looked at? Because if you normally come at it from like a culinary perspective, it might go in one direction. If you come at it from a data-driven direction, it might go in a different direction. Mm. How did all of you get together and come up with the... How do you focus, I guess, is the idea of it?
So that's, I think, one of our most unique points, the diversity of the founders, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that... So what happened initially was, Ken has been in the F&B industry. I know him for a while. And he reached out to me with this idea pre-COVID, I mean, late 2018, early 2019. It piqued my interest, but we did not act on it till somewhere last year. And even last year when it was reignited, we took our time in analyzing whether this is the solution for the future. And the reason for that is, we didn't want to be compelled by the market situation of COVID. And the question that we asked is this a COVID business, or is this a business that is going to stand even post-COVID? Yeah. And yeah. Once that answer, once we established that answer, the one thing that we made a decision on is, we're not going to bring a team together of friends or family members. We're going to be very purposeful in selecting the members or the founders, because a cloud kitchen business is a multifaceted business. If you look at it, the primary thing that you do in a cloud kitchen business is get your facility right. And if we take the perspective of a landlord, it is actually a real estate business. But a real estate business without the F&B know-how will not give this model legs. And that's how we started to identify the type of people that we needed. And to just go through the five of them, Ken clearly is the F&B expert. I have been an entrepreneur for more than a decade, and I bring the business acumen and the structure into the team. We have Seong, who is a software engineer, and he is responsible for the full tech stack. And that's something that is the backbone, I believe, of the business. And then you have Stuart from the construction industry, that's responsible for building out the locations at a cost that's more competitive to one of the biggest developers in the country. And that's the benchmark we use. How can we bring construction costs down to the price per square foot that can compete with food courts or with mall developers? And the final addition to the team is Syed Sadiq. And he joined the team to bring the people element to it, right? And this model is a model where we see really resonates very closely to the Kita Jaga Kita Kain concept, which is investors invest into a facility to enable job creation for merchants that are marginalized, producing food at the most competitive price for consumers. And breaking those barriers, we needed a multi-skill set team to be able to achieve this. If we had only one, not the other, I don't think we would be able to cover all ground.
Great. Thanks for that. Let's just take a short break here, Vinesh. I'm on the phone, of course. That was Vinesh Sinha. He's the strategy advisor to the board of Cooks. And I've also got on the phone line Ken Lee, the CEO of Cooks. They're a new cloud kitchen brand aiming to revolutionize the regional F&B industry by combining a network of quality kitchen spaces across prime locations with technology and innovative solutions well-suited to businesses of all sizes. We're going to take a short break here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Breakfast for Masters, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm talking with some of the guys behind Cooks today. They're a new cloud kitchen brand aiming to revolutionize the regional F&B industry. They combine a network of quality kitchen spaces across prime locations with technology and innovative solutions well-suited to businesses of all sizes. Just before the break, we're talking a little bit about the team. I want to kind of go back a little bit and speak about the kind of restaurants and businesses that you think would be best served using Cooks, and what kind of businesses are currently in occupancy. What are the issues that we've seen from a lot of smaller businesses, in fact, recently, is the lack of their own digitization process. The fact that some of them just don't know how to get online, they don't know how to kind of promote their products. Do you have restaurants and businesses within Cooks that were in that position before they joined?
Yes. What Cooks is, what we provide, you know, it is essentially for all types of F&B operators, all types of F&B brands, right? We have the, first of all, very well-established brands, you know, the international brands who currently facing big issues, because 2% of the revenue come from delivery. You know, even pre-COVID, you know, we have seen a rise in delivery. But they're all in the high streets, right? They're all in the malls and the high streets of the area. So they're paying top dollar for rental. And it just doesn't make sense if they were going to continue to run 80% of their revenue based on delivery. So we will call this, if they are going to sort of shrink down, scale down, this will be the perfect solution for them. And then we have the upcoming brands, which the usual brand that we see, you know, they have 1, 2, or even 3 outlets that maybe never in the Klang Valley, but they've always been wanting to be, you know, in this region, in this area. With Cooks, with what we provided now, they can, with the lowest capex needed, right? And for the third one, it will be the mom and pops, right? For example, a pilot who have lost their job, right? A stewardess who lost their job, baking muffins, making nasi lemak at home, doing a couple of packs a day, you know, home-cooked chefs, home-based bakers. There are a bunch of them now, right? We've seen on social media these days. But they couldn't scale. They couldn't scale. So they're stuck at where they are. But with Cooks now, these are actually as another solution for the mom and pops. So essentially what Cooks provide is a solution for all types of F&B entrepreneurs. Our job is to provide equal opportunity to all.
Vinesh, have you anything to add to that?
So the model was is non-discriminative, and it's essentially reducing the barrier for entry to the F&B sector. And if you look at it from that perspective, it appeals to almost all strata of F&B operators. And given the current situation, there's a bigger compulsion to look at locations that give you strategic delivery radius. And today, the consideration for an F&B outlet is more skewed towards delivery radius than it is footfall. And that, I think, if we use that as one of the consideration factors, you would see that cloud kitchens emerge on top by far.
Okay. Now, I want to move on to, in the same vein as you know, delivery and delivery prices then. It's the current talk of town right now. A lot of people complaining about how some of the bigger players are charging, you know, restaurants and providers of food an awful lot of money. What's your kind of take on this right now?
Now, I have a little bit more of an optimistic view on this. And the reason for that is all of these sharing models came up when you had a primary stream of income, which was dine-in or direct orders or takeaway. And at that time, the commissions that were charged were palatable. But now that it's 100% or almost 100% delivery, is it right for us to say that these charges are indiscriminate? And from my perspective, I don't know. It's just an opportune time for these platforms to attract more sales. That's number one. I mean, looking at it from a fundamental perspective. And number two is we have to bear in mind that for these platforms to become the size they are and to have the order throughput through them, they have spent millions, if not hundreds of millions to do it. They run a business too, right? There must be a reason why they do it. The third element to that is, of course, looking at it from a small operator versus a big behemoth, it may feel indiscriminate. But my perspective to business has always been that if you do the same thing and expect different results, that's insanity, right? So you have to innovate, you have to move with times, and you have to become, you have to optimize your business to be able to compete. And I mean, just look at all other commodities out there. When one thing gets too expensive, consumer behavior moves. And today, I think I'm calling on all F&B merchants to take a step back and to really look at their business model and think to themselves how they can innovate to grow their margins on their food, because that's what they can do and that's what's within their control. Having said that, it does not mean platforms can capitalize on this situation. But if these two categories, the operator or the producer of the food and the platforms, come together and work together, an amicable solution can always be found, because one doesn't have to lose for the other to win. And to be very honest, both of them need each other. And that's what we strive to do. We aggregate suppliers or food producers in one location and we negotiate for some of the best deals in terms of commissions for operators. And that savings that they have, if they have a decent sales track record, the savings of commission pays for the rent. And that's the way I like to look at things. And I think that's the only way to look at things, because if the platforms reduce their commissions and are not able to provide the level of service they do to the consumers, at the end of the day, you will have no consumers and the F&B operator would be hit anyway. So it's either sooner or later that it will happen, right?
Ken, I want to ask you about the challenges that you've faced so far within this this business. What have you come up against that, you know, has been a bit difficult for you guys?
I think the biggest challenge is the low awareness. the awareness in the sense that it's hard to get. So people don't understand that the cloud kitchen model, right? Because in this region, it's still kind of new. So yeah. Them are still very skeptical. You know, oh, there's not going to be a dining. Are we going to be able to survive just on delivery? The sort of things, right? But bear in mind, with technology these days and with the upcoming delivery orders coming in pre or post COVID, you know, it is going to be there. It's here, right? So
yeah.
People, I mean, that's why the biggest challenge is to get people to understand that the cloud kitchen model will be the future of F&B industry.
Mm.
From my experience, I mean, back in the days, I've opened and run plenty brands before, and I have failed. And I wish this model have was there, you know, at the time for me. Then I would have probably get into it and give it another try, and I would have a higher chance of surviving. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think the awareness and it takes time. Yes, I agree, it takes time, but yeah, that's the biggest challenge so far for me.
Okay, I've got one final question for you, and you've kind of answered some of it between the two of you anyway. In terms of your expansion plans, what's that looking like so far?
So there are a few areas of expansion for us. Number one is we are extremely in favor of technology, and I think that's come through quite clearly. So we're looking at automation, and we're looking at automation in a big way to further optimize the production cost of food for our merchants, right? And that's one area that we're conducting R&D on, and we're going to pursue that area to further give our merchants the edge. The second area is we're going out for a fundraise, an equity crowdfunding fundraise to get the public involved to raise sufficient capital for us to open subsequent 9 locations, so 9 outlets in 9 different locations across the peninsula. And the reason for that is we would want to give, our objective is to give brands a national reach with signing 1 licensing agreement with us.
Right.
So that's what's going to be happening over the course of the next 12 months, focused on automation and optimization of the production of food while we're scaling in locations to give merchants reach and to bring their operation costs down as far as possible in the most reliable manner.
Vinesh, Ken, thank you very much for your time today. It's been very enlightening. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gents, you've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM. I've been speaking with the guys behind Cooks. They're a new cloud kitchen brand aiming to revolutionize the regional F&B industry. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from. I recommend you download the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.